Beers back with you here on a Friday, April the 9th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. And you know what? I'm going to try something here really quick. I have not messed with the sound controls really at all today. So I'm going to try something just because I did do some research on this last night. And we're going to see how this works. Okay. Now, if I turn this button up, now I know that adds bass to my voice. Okay, let's say that gives me bass. But I turn the clarity way up on the bass. Now, how does that sound? Does that sound halfway decent? Go ahead, call it.
A pedicure.
A pedicure.
You said, what would we blow $100 on, and it took me a while to think about it, and now I have an answer for you. I'd go get a pedicure.
Oh, you go, okay, so that's what you would do. Now, how much does a pedicure cost?
Well, it's just like anything else. You've got high end and low end. I'd probably go to, like, a beauty school where you're going to get just as good of a pedicure, but, you know, at a bargain Betty price.
Well,
you know
with that? Well, that's interesting. A pedicure.
You ever had one?
No, I've never had a pedicure.
Well, guys can get them too, and you don't know what you're missing. Now I'll get out of your hair so we can play family feud.
All right. Thank you.
Toodles.
Well, there you go. What would you do with $100? Well, a pedicure on the list. All right, let's see where we go from here now. Well, you know, I don't know if that helped or hurt anything. All I know is I learned this is the clarity button. This is the knob, I should say. This is the clarity knob, which also, apparently makes me sound rather tinny. Now, this bases it up. I don't know if that makes it mushy or whatever, what that does. But, you know, we'll try anything here as we're going to start the Family Feud momentarily here on WWGH Radio. Have a lot of fun here this morning with this, hopefully. Okay, let's see. What is our first topic this morning? Oh, this is interesting. There are only three answers. I don't know if we've ever had a subject with only three answers, but here we go. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. How about that? Name something children have difficulty learning to use. Go ahead, caller.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not as good as you were yesterday.
Well, I
don't... whatever, you sound like you're either underground or whatever, and people call in, and I understand that, but right now, you're muffled right now.
Okay. Well... who knows at this particular point? All right, here we are. You know what? Maybe when I did that, I had the thing turned up too much. Apparently, this muffles me. Now, why this did not muffle me at the old studio, I guess we'll never know. But here, I guess it's just a big muffle at the new studio. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I have several answers, Scott. How about the little boy's room or the little girl's room? That is the bathroom. That's got to be number one.
Yes, toilet is number one.
Okay, well, I thought I would at least contribute. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. There we go. So how about that? Let's see here. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. Now, number one was the toilet. Now, there were only three answers. Two more answers left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the other two answers? Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. Is this a correct answer? Go ahead, caller.
How about silverware?
Silverware. Eating utensils is number two. You got it.
Thanks.
All right. Eating utensils shows up at number two on the list. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. Number one was the toilet. Number two was eating utensils. What is number three? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 as we are back to the Family Feud here. Does anybody know what the answer would be here. What do children have difficulty learning to use? One answer left. We've got toilet and eating utensils. All right, go ahead, caller.
Brushing their teeth.
Brushing their teeth. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No brushing their teeth on the list. Name something that children have difficulty learning to do. Something that children have difficulty learning to do. Go ahead, caller.
Using a cup instead of their bottle.
Let's see here. Nope, not a cup or a bottle. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. Toilets, number one. Eating utensils, number two. What is number three? Go ahead, caller.
Is it learning to use, Scott, or learning to do? They're a little different.
Learning to use.
Okay, if it's learning to use, I say the phone. That's a decent answer, but I'm not sure it'll be there.
Not the phone.
Okay, well, I guess that's a phony answer then. Thank you.
The phone does not show up on the list. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. Not the phone. Go ahead, caller.
How about tying their shoes?
Tying their shoes. A very popular answer. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
No tying their shoes today. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. Let's see here. Three answers, one left. Go ahead, caller.
Going to bed on time.
Going to bed on time. Not on the list, but it's certainly something they have to do. All right, not on the list today. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. We've got the toilet at number one, the eating utensils at number two. What's three? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, Scott. What'd you do? Move again?
And we did move again.
Where you at now?
We're over on South Prospect Street.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
You sound different. I think you sound pretty good from where I'm at.
Really? Now, see, this has been... what happened was we moved into a room that has hardwood floors. So it has changed the sound in the room to a little more... people call it tinny. Now, I don't know. As long as we're understandable, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you sound pretty good to me. You sound more robust. That's my opinion.
Now, can you still hear the callers okay?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad we're coming in loud and clear.
Yep, I just had to get nosy, and I said, man, that sure is different. It's a lot more clearer.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be having a grand opening here where we actually reveal the address and all that in a couple weeks, so maybe you'll have to stop by when we do that.
I sure will, bud.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye.
Now, see, there's somebody who likes how we sound now. Different than we sounded before. Everybody's got their own taste. That's what I've learned about this whole sound issue. All right. Name something that children have difficulty learning to do. Now, the toilet was one. Eating utensils was number two. Go ahead, caller.
It's the world's most boring answer, Scott. The computer, some kind of a technology item has to be there, but I don't...
No techie issues today.
No computer, right?
No computer.
Okay, well, it's a tricky answer. A toothbrush, did somebody say that?
I don't think so, but not on the list either.
Okay, well, I'll keep thinking. Thanks.
All right, no toothbrush on the list today. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. All right, go ahead, caller.
Making their bed.
Making their bed, not on the list. No making their bed on the list. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. Number one was the toilet. Two was eating utensils. What is number three? There's only three answers here. Go ahead, caller.
How about tying their shoes?
Not tying their shoes. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No tying their shoes today. Name something that children have difficulty learning to do. All right. Go ahead, caller.
This is an abstract answer, Scott, but I think it might be there. How about good manners?
No good manners on the list.
It doesn't have to be a physical thing. I mean, use good manners.
Yeah, I don't think it would have to be physical, but not on this particular list.
Okay, I will keep thinking. Thank you.
All right. Name something that children have difficulty learning to do. You know what I'm having difficulty learning to do is reach this sound or phone box. I'm going to have to move this at some point. Go ahead, caller.
How about learning to use a bike?
That is it. Bicycle number three on the list. You got it. Thank you. Those were the three answers. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use. One was the toilet, two was eating utensils, and three was a bicycle. Those are the three answers we have today. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, from my experience, it would be a gear shift.
For a child?
When I was four,
starting young.
I was left alone in the car running by my daddy. He was a good daddy. But I didn't know how to use a gear shift, and I started going out, out toward the highway until he made it to the car in time. So all these years, I thought of it as a gear shift.
Oh, that's, now, so you did learn how to use a gear shift at 4 years old.
No, because I was going, yes, technically.
You know, oddly enough, you'll find this hard to believe, but gear shift is not on the list.
Well, okay, I'll try again later.
I know. Who compiles these lists? We have no idea. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, the three answers today on that particular subject, name something that children have difficulty learning to do, toilet, or, now see, I said it wrong. Name something that children have difficulty learning to use, toilet, eating utensils, bicycle. Those were the three answers. All right, here's the next subject. Now we have more, what do we have here? Seven answers. Name a subject people know lots of trivia about. Now, this is interesting, because this is essentially what we're doing right now is trivia. Name something that people know lots of trivia about. Any answers? 740-383-9944. Name something that people know lots of trivia about. Go ahead, caller.
I'll start with Adam, because Adam knows a lot about music, especially 70s and 80s music. That's got to be there.
Yeah, music is number five on the list.
Okay, well, I'm glad that was music to your ears.
Thank you. Music number five on the list. Name a subject people know a lot of trivia about. That is the category. Seven answers here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Speaking of gear shifts, how about cars? That should be there.
Cars. Let's see here. No cars on the list.
You're going to drive me crazy with these answers. That should be there. Okay, well, thank you.
No cars on the list today. Name a subject that people know lots of trivia about. Subject that people know lots of trivia about. Seven answers. Go ahead, caller.
Movies.
Let's see here. You know, movies specifically are not on here, but there's a...
TV shows?
If we included all those, TV shows, movies, all that, what would we call that?
Entertainment.
Yes, number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Entertainment shows up at number two on the list. We love our entertainment trivia, that's for sure. Name a subject people know lots of trivia about. 740-383-9944. Number two was entertainment. Number five was music. We've still got five answers left. Five answers left on the board. 740-383-9944. Something people know lots of trivia about. Go ahead, caller.
Can I give an answer that's rated PG, Scott? Would that be okay?
Hopefully it's a very strong PG.
One of our friend Dr. Ruth, like sex and relationships, dating. You can put dating, sex, relationships. That should be there.
You know, I don't know. It's not on the list, and maybe because there's just not a lot of trivia about it.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Ruth would be disappointed. You think that should be on there, at least the top five.
Information it might be under, but trivia maybe not.
Okay.
Well, all right, thank you. All right. Name something that people know lots of trivia about. Name something that people know lots of trivia about. 740-383-9944. Entertainment number two. Music number five. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, baseball should be on that trivia list.
You know, not baseball specifically.
Sports.
Sports. Sports is number one on the list. You got it.
All right.
Thank you. Sports clocks in at number one on the list. So we got sports at number one, entertainment at number two, music at number five. Go ahead, caller.
Sports.
Sports is number one on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Sports falls in at number one on the list. Name something that people know lots of trivia about. Sports, one. Entertainment, two. Music, five. What else we got? Go ahead, caller.
History.
History, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
History shows up at number three on the list today. So we've got sports, entertainment, history, music, three answers left on the board. And a phone call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to honor Dr. Feynman and say presidents, but that's probably part of history.
You know, I would say, probably.
How about with, like, state capitals? That's one, I know all the state capitals. That's definitely trivia.
No state capitals on the list.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
State capitals do not show up on the list. Name something people know a lot of trivia about. 35 coming up on 36 minutes past the hour here. Sports was one, entertainment was two, history was three, and music was five. Three answers left. Name something people know lots of trivia about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something people know lots of trivia about. Have we plateaued here in our Family Feud game? Three answers left to go. What do people know lots of trivia about? We got the sports out of the way, the entertainment out of the way, the history out of the way, the music out of the way. What are the other three answers? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Three big answers left on the board. No guesses at the current time. Now, we've still got 23 minutes left in this program. We better come up with some kind of answer. Name a subject people know lots of trivia about. Three answers. No guesses right now. Let's see if this is a right answer. All right, go ahead, caller.
Pop culture.
Pop culture, you know, let's see here. I don't know if that falls in entertainment or not. Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. All right, no pop culture on the list. Name something people know lots of trivia about. Something people know lots of trivia. Pop culture probably falls in the entertainment category. So we've got sports, entertainment, history, and music. Those are the four we have. The other three still remain. Coming up on 38 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. All right, maybe this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Not a good answer, Scott, but it could be their religion. There's a lot of trivia and history about religion.
Religion? No religion on the list.
Yeah, I'm kind of racking my brain. I mean, you mentioned, like, information versus trivia. They are a little bit different, but okay, I'm going to keep thinking.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, no religion on this particular list. Name a subject that people know lots of trivia about. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
What about cars?
Cars. Let's see here. No cars on the list.
Thank you.
Okay. No cars on the list today. Something that people know lots of trivia about. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Science.
Science. Let's see here. Science is number 6 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Science shows up at number 6 on the list. Sports, entertainment, history, music, and science. 2 answers left. Name a subject that people know lots of trivia about. Now earlier, well, I'll get back to that in a second. Let's take the phone call right now. Go ahead, caller.
Another weak answer, Scott. Food or food and drink. There's a lot of trivia about people's eating habits and drinking habits. That could be there.
No culinary trivia on the list.
Okay, well, some food for thought for you.
No culinary trivia. Name a subject that people know lots of trivia about. What could these answers be? Go ahead, caller.
Politics.
Politics, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Hey.
Politics shows up at number 4 on the list. So we've got sports, entertainment, history, politics, music, science. 1 answer left on the list. What is it? Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
What about archaeology?
No archaeology, but a good guess. No archaeology on the list today. Name something people know a lot of trivia about. 1 answer left here. Is this it? Go ahead, caller.
Let's honor Jack Hanna and our very own naturalist, James Anderson. Nature. That's not the same as science. I mean, look at what James knows about our environs and all the flora and fauna. That's a possible answer.
No nature on the list.
Okay, well, I guess it's not their nature to include that. Well,
no nature on the list today. Name something people know a lot of trivia about. Sports, entertainment, history, politics, music, science, and what's the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
What about toys or games?
No toys or games, but a good guess.
All righty.
No toys or games on the list. Name a subject that people know lots of trivia about. A subject that people know lots of trivia about. We've got sports, entertainment, history, politics, music, science, and what is the final answer? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Health.
Not health. Good guess, though. No health on the list today. A subject that people know lots of trivia about. All right, go ahead, caller.
Geography.
No geography, but a good guess. Geography does not show up on the list. A subject that people know lots of trivia about. Go ahead, caller.
Yet another weak but possible answer, clothing. People's clothing trends certainly change all the time. Fashion, every year the fashion is different.
No clothing on the list.
Okay, well, thank you.
No clothing on the list today. Name something that people know lots of trivia about. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
What about literature?
Literature, you have got it. That is it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Literature was the answer. The category here, the seven answers, name something people know lots of trivia about. It was sports, entertainment, history, politics, music, science, and literature. Go ahead, caller.
Myths or wives' tales?
Not wives' tales. Good guess, though. It ended up being literature in the end. All right. We'll move on to the next subject here. Now, we've got, let's see how good you are. We've got 14 minutes. Now, this subject has 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. 6 answers. Name something in a mansion. Name something in a mansion. 6 answers on the list, and just about 14 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. Name something in a mansion. Does anybody know what would be in a mansion? Name something in a mansion. What an interesting category this ends up being. We've got 6 answers. How many of you have been in a mansion? We're going to be down to about 15 minutes here, and we don't even have one answer out of the gate yet. 6 answers. Just about 15 and a half minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. Name something in a mansion. Go ahead, caller.
I can think of a few, Scott. How about a butler?
A butler.
Or a servant. I mean, a butler, a maid, a servant of some kind. That should be there.
Yeah, servant is number 6 on the list.
Okay, I'm glad I could serve up a good answer. Thank you.
Servants show up at number 6 on the list. Name something you see in a mansion. 5 answers left to go. Something you see in a mansion. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a chandelier?
Chandelier, number 1 answer. You've got
it.
All
right, yay.
Thank you. Chandelier shows up at number 1 on the list. So we've got the number 1 and number 6 answer in a category of 6 here. All right, go ahead, caller.
A home theater.
Home theater. Let's see here. No home theater on the list.
Okay.
Name something you would see in a mansion. Something you would see in a mansion. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about staircases?
Staircases. A staircase is number 3 on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Staircases show up at number 3 on the list. All right. Chandelier 1, staircase 3, servants number 6. Go ahead, caller.
How about antiques? I would imagine a mansion has some nice antiques.
Antiques, number 4 on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Antiques show up at number 4 on the list. Name something you see in a mansion. Chandelier, staircase, antiques, servants. Go ahead, caller.
How about fireplaces and mother-in-law suites?
Fireplaces and a mother-in-law suite. Let's see here. Not on the list. Good guess, though. No, neither of those on the list. Down to about 13 minutes here. Name something you see in a mansion. Go ahead, caller.
Silver.
No silver on the list. Silver does not show up on the list. Name something you see in a mansion. Something you see in a mansion. What do we got here? 2 answers left. Chandelier was 1. Staircase was 3. Antiques was 4. Servants was number 5. Or 6, excuse me. We've got the number 5 and the number 2 answer left. Name something you would see in a mansion. Does anybody know? Something you would see in a mansion. Go ahead, caller.
Another another dumb answer, but it might be there. Money, or maybe like gold and silver, just something that's spendable.
No money on the list.
Like $100 bills piled up somewhere. Maybe that would be on there.
Don't
okay,
we?
Well, thank you.
Yep. No money on the list. Don't we wish there were $100 bills piled up everywhere? No money on the list. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
Art.
Art. You know, paintings? Yeah, paintings is number two on the list.
Okay.
Paintings show up at number two on the list today. One answer left now. Name something you would see in a mansion. We've got a chandelier, paintings, staircase, antiques, servants. What's left? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
What about paintings and sculpture?
Paintings are number two on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Paintings show up at number two on our list today. All right, here comes another guess. Maybe the correct one. Go ahead, caller.
How about iron gates?
No iron gates. Good guess, though. No iron gates at the mansion. Name something you would see at a mansion. All right. Go ahead, caller.
This is a dumb but obvious answer, Scott. How about rich people or just people in general, not just the servants, but the people that live there?
You know, the occupants are not on the list.
Okay, well, I thought I'd occupy your time with another answer. Thank you.
No occupants on the list today. Name something you see in a mansion. Something you see in a mansion. We're at about the 10-minute mark here. 740-383-9944. We've got a chandelier. We've got paintings. We've got a staircase. We've got antiques. We've got servants. One answer left on the list. Name something you see in a mansion. 740-383-9944. We're now under 10 minutes. 10 minutes and one answer left to go. Go ahead, caller.
This won't be there, Scott. How about like a security system? Make sure nobody visits without an invitation.
No security system on the list.
Okay, a little creative, but I thought I'd try.
No security system on the list today. Remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. Name something you see in a mansion. All right, maybe this is the correct answer here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about a chauffeur or a limousine?
No chauffeur or limousine. Good guess. No chauffeur or limousine in this particular category. Name something you see in a mansion. 8.5 left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dumb waiter?
No dumb waiters. No dumb waiters, no smart waiters on the list. Neither one. Name something you see in a mansion. Name something you would see in a mansion. Go ahead, caller.
My first inclination when I moved into my mansion was I wanted an indoor swimming pool.
how is the mansion?
It's a few rooms shy of being a mansion.
No swimming pool on the list, but a good guess.
You sound so much better than you did a few days ago.
Thank goodness we're making progress.
I was a little painful to listen to.
I'm glad we're coming along.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, well, that's good to hear. All right. Name something you see in a mansion. That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about a nanny?
A nanny? No nanny on the list. No nanny on the list today. Name something you see in a mansion. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Marble floors?
No marble floors. Marble floors not on the list today. Something you see in a mansion. We're at about the 7-minute mark now. We've got chandeliers, paintings, staircases, antiques, and servants. What is the final answer? Something you would see in a mansion. Go ahead, caller.
How about fireplaces?
No fireplaces, but that's a good guess. No fireplaces on the list. Something you would see in a mansion. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Guard dog?
No guard dog. No guard dog on the list. Something you would see in a mansion. Alrighty. Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say china cabinet?
No china cabinets on the list.
Okay.
Now, here's something about that. Now, china cabinet is close to what our final answer is. Think about that. All right. Go ahead.
How about their gardens?
No gardens. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
No gardens on the list. But china cabinet would be kind of close to what we're looking for here. Now, again, china cabinet is kind of specific for the answer that we're looking for. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you would see in a mansion. Chandelier 1, painting 2, staircase, antiques, the whole kit and caboodle. Go ahead, caller.
Curio cabinet?
No curio cabinets.
Okay.
Not the old curio cabinet. You know, I think people just like saying curio cabinet. What does curio cabinet mean? Curio. Name something you see in a mansion. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
It has to be furniture, Scott, if that was too specific. I thought somebody said that.
Well, it is.
I mean, there's antiques, but there's, like, regular furniture. I mean, is that it, or is that just too general?
Well, furniture, I think, is still too general for what we're looking for here.
Yeah, I mean, a curio cabinet or china cabinet, a brass bed, maybe, or a fancy dresser.
No, I think those are more specific. We need to kind of go broad.
I don't know, but I thought I'd give it a try. Thank you.
Okay. You know, it's a specific reason we have to go a little more broad on this final answer. Go ahead, caller.
A wall safe?
Not a wall safe. We're kind of, when we said curio cabinet, china cabinet, those are specific to what we're looking for here. Now, furniture is a little more broad, but it's written on here in a specific way. Go ahead, caller.
Bookcases?
Not bookcases. You know, it's we started with china cabinet and curio cabinet, and then we got wider with furniture. We need to just get a little more wide. Go ahead, caller.
Built-in bookcases?
Not built-in bookcases, no. No, not the built-in bookcases. Like I say, we started narrow with curio and china cabinets. Then we got a little wider with furniture. But this is a specific type. And I guess it would be specific to a mansion. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so what about decorum?
Now, give me that again.
Like, decorum, like, you know, like decorations, like painting. Like.
Now, I don't mean to be specific on this. But, now, I think, like, decor?
Furnishing.
Decor.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I think decorum is like when you have good manners.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm still learning.
Well, no, you're coming right along. You were close.
What about if I say furnishings? That could include like candlestick holders, paintings, and all that fancy stuff.
Now, see, this is in the right. Okay. Now, okay. if we're in...
I'm in the right park, just not the right thing.
Well, let me give this to you, because maybe this will help people along, because we've only got about 2 minutes in this. If you walk into my house, you would see furniture. But if you walked into a mansion, what might you see?
I don't know. Like, to me, furniture is like chairs and a couch.
Right. And you might see a chair and a couch in my house, but in a mansion, what would be the difference?
Yeah, I don't know. You stumped me.
Okay, just keep thinking.
Okay.
2 minutes left to go. All right. Name something you find in a mansion. Something you find in a mansion. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 1 minute left to go. Now remember, it's not a china cabinet. It's not a curio cabinet. Those are too specific. And it's not so much furniture, but what? Well, go ahead, caller.
How about a formal dining room?
Yeah, a formal dining room would be part of it. You know, I'll tell you, furniture is part of the answer. But there's another word, and I guess they mean it specific, because they're not just saying furniture. A specific type of furniture.
Expensive decor.
Yeah, that's what I'll go with. Expensive. They call it beautiful. I don't know what's beautiful. Maybe in a mansion it wouldn't be so beautiful.
Well, I'm sure if I walked in your house, Scott, I would think that your couch is beautiful.
Well, there we go. I would hope so. Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye. There we go. Beautiful furniture. It was tricky because you didn't want to just go with furniture, but there you go. Name something you would find in a mansion. Chandelier, paintings, suitcase, antiques, beautiful furniture, and servants. Go ahead, caller.
Antiques?
Not antiques, no. Good guess, though. Beautiful furniture. All right, we're going to break. Back in 15 minutes.
Ask questions. Want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it.